B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
We're tied. Tennessee, which is now in the Final Four, 50-1. The Niners in the Final Four, 40-1. And the Niners are a 7.5-point favorite.
Could be a nice payout.
Right?
Whoever put down money for the Niners.
It could be huge. It's 12 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5, The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're Beasley Media Group station. All right, we're going to get back to our phone lines in just a moment. You get some open lines at 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. We got a lot of fun today talking about Harold Carmichael and his induction into the Hall of Fame. Now, a huge part, and why don't you get Sal on the line, because it's a huge part of this whole thing, is Sal Palantonio. Because a lot of the media, now, it's really interesting what they do to try to have guys sponsor other players to make sure they present the case for the player. And Sal was responsible for presenting the case for Harold Carmichael. He's part of the committee to try to get, you know, on the Hall of Fame committee. So it was his job to devise a whole campaign for Harold. So Sal's going to join us coming up momentarily to talk about it. Let's go to Chris in media. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Chris.
Yo, man. What's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man. Love the show. Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
I appreciate it. Longtime fan. It's an awesome day for the Eagles fans today, for sure, man. I loved hearing Jaws' reaction to the news this morning, just having Coach Vermeil on the phone. It was really cool to hear. Just wanted to share a real quick story for you. I know we're up against it. So my dad will be 73 in about 2 weeks, okay? So he grew up, you know, going through the highs and lows of the Eagles. You know, back in the day, his first house he bought was in Chester, right on the Widener University campus. And my dad was out there one day putting up aluminum siding on his porch by himself. And, you know, he's sitting there.
Hey,
struggling.
Chris, I really want to hear this story. Yeah, I don't want to cut you short. We got Sal on. Can you hold for me?
Yeah, I can hold it.
Thank you, bro, because I really want to hear your story. It sounds really interesting. Hang on. Because the man who responsible for the case for number 17 is on the line. Our man, ESPN. He is, of course, the great Sal Palantonio. Sal Pal!
Hey, Ant, what a great day for the Philadelphia Eagles. What a great day for the city of Philadelphia. What a great day for Harold Carmichael, his friends and family. I mean, right, you know, the centennial of the National Football League happens once. It happens once, right? It happens once. And for Harold Carmichael and the Philadelphia Eagles to be represented for this centennial class of the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, is going to be so special. I mean, Philly's going to take over Canton in September. There's no question about it.
Yep, and so long overdue. Tell us, because you were responsible in presenting the case, and tell the listeners how it works, because you were a part of this illustrious group of for the Hall of Fame, and it's an amazing thing, the centennial class and what it means. So give us some behind the scenes.
Well, as everybody knows, this is the 100th anniversary of the National Football League, and Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the league, and the Hall of Fame president David Baker put together a slate of what they call the Blue Ribbon Panel to put together the centennial class for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Bill Belichick is on the committee. John Madden's on the committee. Dick LeBeau, the great coach and Hall of Famer. Ozzie Newsome, Bill Polian, Ron Wolf, myself, Lots of different people on it, from Chris Willis of the Pro Football Hall of Fame historian was on it. So we had 6 months of conference calls to list the nominees. First, I nominated Harold right from the beginning. When I got named by Roger Goodell to be on this committee, I nominated Harold because I thought that Harold's career had been severely overlooked for 25
years. Yes, yes.
And then, you know, during the conference calls, you make your case. And we had over 300 nominees to be part of the centennial class. And cuz, we had to get that down to 20.
Wow.
20 finalists. 20. Unbelievable. And so we voted, and I honestly thought it would be a long shot. I really did, because to go from 300 to 20,
sure,
and get it down. But then the list came out, and he was on the list. Harold was on the list. Number 17 was on the list of the 20 finalists that we were going to discuss last Wednesday, a week ago today, in Canton, Ohio. So in preparation for that, I had the Eagles PR department put together a full-color fact sheet I was going to hand out to the 25 members of the panel. I asked NFL Films to put together a minute-long clip, a little less than a minute, because I only had 4 minutes. Remember, there's 38 total people being presented in a 12-hour period, and I had 4 minutes to make a presentation. So it was showtime.
This is awesome.
It was showtime. So I handed out the sheet, the fact sheet, showed the video, made my presentation. And I did not know. Coming out of that room, I thought there was support for him. Carl Peterson was on the committee, former Eagles executive. He spoke on behalf of Harold Carmichael. But still, to get down to that 10 who go in, I still thought it was going to be an uphill climb. I thought the competition was going to be really tough. And then I got the call this morning. You know, it's just so great. Harold's like one of the great gentlemen of the game. He stands for all the excellence that you want in a professional athlete. He represents this organization. He represents the city. He represents football. He represents everything that's great about the game. And for him to be part of the centennial class and the history of the Eagles, to be celebrated at the centennial like this, it's really going to be awesome.
It really is. And you know, one of the things that, and you can attest to this, what Harold and by proxy Dick Vermeil and Ron Jaworski and everybody on that Eagles team in the late 70s, they really brought, and that was the first bit of pride that was instilled in the Eagles franchise. So this, you know, 40-year run in the last 20 have been really incredible. So filled with great pride, Eagles pride. It all began, right, with those men and Harold, you know, at the forefront where the pride begins back in that franchise.
Right. But Dick Vermeil, Ron Jaworski, Bill Berge,
Wilbert
Papali, Wilbert Montgomery, Harold Carmichael, Mike Quick, that whole group of men, they laid the foundation for Eagles pride. And you know what? They didn't win the big game, but putting Harold in the Hall of Fame, this is their Super Bowl.
Yes.
This is their Super Bowl.
Yes.
I called Ron Jaworski, and these people have become my friends over the years.
Of course, yeah.
I called Ron Jaworski 0:30 this morning to give him the news personally, and Josh started crying.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is just beautiful. And remember, up until that point, when those men came here, the Eagles were the laughingstock. They were a bad franchise. They were like the Lions. They were terrible, you know, for years and years and years. So that's why, you know, like I think it's such an important accomplishment. And he was. You know, could you imagine? I just had Dick Vermeil on, and we were talking about what he would do today, Harold Carmichael.
Oh boy. That's so funny. I'll tell you, So I did. You saw the video that I showed, right?
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, absolutely amazing.
The video starts out with O.J. Simpson talking to one of his teammates. Can't believe that Harold Carmichael was drafted in the seventh round.
Yeah.
And so when the video is over, I stood up in front of the room and I said the words, "There's Gronk before Gronk."
Wow. Wow, that's awesome.
That got everybody's attention real quick.
That's awesome. It's funny. I said the same thing to Coach. We were Coach Vermeil. We were just talking about it. And we were talking about, like, he was the beginning of those monsters that down the field. You know, I brought up Travis Kelce. You know, can you imagine, you know, back then you couldn't post up in the end zone, right? Like, that wasn't, they didn't throw the ball. Safeties would take guys' heads off back then. And
I mean, can you imagine if he played now?
Back then when you had to, like, name someone to get a pass interference penalty.
Yeah, exactly. With those, never dropped the pass. Never dropped the pass. But, you know, it's more than just about Harold, right? As you so eloquently put it, it's about a generation of football players and football fans.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'll tell you, cuz, you know, when I started thinking about Harold Carmichael in the Hall of Fame, and I'm a member of the Hall of Fame selection committee, it was after the parade, up on the steps, I was hosting the parade with Kevin DeGondi on SportsCenter, and Brent Celek wore that number 17 jersey.
Wow. Really? That's so cool. That is so cool. How about that? And it dawned on you then that, you know, this guy deserves it. This guy needs to be. That is such a cool thing.
Because he's the guy. The players obviously understand the impact that he has had within the organization and within the game. You know, the Eagles, you know, they have been such a huge part of the 100-year history of the NFL. And I get emotional about it. I really do, because this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity for the city and the organization to be represented in Canton, Ohio. And, man, we're going to have a party.
Oh, it's going to be incredible. It's going to be incredible. The you know, years ago, we did a caravan to Canton for Reggie White. And I think this should be times 100. It's beautiful, man. I'm so proud of you. So proud of you that you were able to deliver. You have a career. How about this? You have a career as a defense attorney.
Listen, I was just honored to represent him and the team. I really was.
Mikey, the next time you're on Tuesdays with Sal with Mikey Miss, yeah, it's two attorneys. That's incredible. Two colleagues. That you did a great job, man. Great job. That was awesome.
All right,
Sal.
I gave Harold your number. Hopefully he'll call in. He's still up in New York, and he's on his way down to Philly. And I gave him the number to the hotline, and hopefully he'll call in.
Thanks, brother. I love you, and great job, man. Great
right,
job.
Awesome.
Thanks, brother.
Right.
Sal Powell on the Comcast Business Hotline. It's incredible. It's great. Chris, I want to hear your story in full. Then I want to talk to you guys. 610-632-0975. Today's about Eagles pride, and it's something I really believe in. That I remember the horses. They were a mock. I remember people, the old guys, ripping them. I mean, even like into the 80s, like I was really a child of the 80s and 90s, right? Like, so when it's the 80s, you know, I'm an Eagle fan, right? Like, you know, they used to get mocked by that.
Well, it's funny that this happened this week. I watched Invincible over the weekend.
Did you really?
It was on like Sunday morning.
You know what? Hold the thought. Okay. All right, let's take a quick TO and let's discuss it. We're going to talk to Chris coming up. We have a wide open line. We have a lot of guests. So I understand it. Herm Edwards will also join us. So we'll celebrate with Herm, who's now the head coach of the Arizona State Sun Devils. So we'll talk to Herm as well. 610-632-0975. You want to jump on 610-632-0975. And obviously we still have Sixers in play. Speaking of the Sixers, tonight they're an 8-point favorite over Brooklyn tonight. So as I look on the Parx Casino app, that's where they're an 8-point favorite. Because we always get all of our information from the Parx Casino 444 Sportsbook app. Or if you can't, if you're an Android user, go to parxcasino.com/PA. Parx Casino, the 444 casino of choice. Home of Cousins Corner, Putt Street Road, Ben Salem. But again, online, you can check out all the good stuff. So check it out, the props, because the tunis and I always like to look at the player props. Ben Simmons, 18.5 points. I'm going to go over. I had the over the other on Monday night, and he was over. And I like Jay Rich, his 18.5 points as well. I like the over there, because I don't think Kyrie's going to defend. So I'll take the over on both those guys tonight, and they're an 8-point favorite. Check out the Parx Casino website and the Parx Casino Sportsbook app. In the football games, you got the Chiefs 7.5 over Tennessee. And you got San Francisco 7.5 over the Packers. Use promo code when you sign up or you download it. QB500. Just remember that. Quarterback 500. QB500. As in, you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Your risk-free bet is refunded as a free bet in site credit. Use the Cuz 444 promo code QB500. Get your risk-free bet up to $500. My sportsbook of choice, Parx Casino and Sportsbook. Got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
I want to get Chris up here, and we're talking about Howard Carmichael, but I want to make it part of a larger theme, and that is Eagles pride. Like it's funny because I remember the old heads, it was not cool to be an Eagles fan. Like even when I was growing up, like in the 80s. It wasn't cool to be an Eagles fan. Like, people were fans of other teams. You know, I remember I was a little kid, and, like, you know, there were all those Cowboy people, and who was a Rams fan. Like, everybody had, like, their second team. Like, truth be told, there was, like a Raider. Like, I was a little bit of a Raider. Like, when I was a real little kid. Because my cousin, he liked the Raiders, so I liked the Raiders. It wasn't cool. Like, the Eagles were horrible forever. And they had a bad reputation. Like, they stunk. And, like, I remember being a little, like, probably my son Massimo's age, like 5 years old. And my father asking me, what are the Eagles going to be? And I go, you know, what's their record? And I go, you know, 13-3. And he'd say, he laughed. Like, you know, they got no shot. Be 13-3. Because I was a sports nut when I was, like, that age. Because that's what we did. And so it wasn't cool to be an Eagles fan. And that was at the beginning. Like, those guys, Joel, that's why I always have that reverence sometimes. Because those guys, I mean, they put that franchise on its back. Like, they changed the way it was viewed. In a lot of ways, Philadelphia was viewed as a cesspool back then. It wasn't this beautiful city that we have now that's, you know, world class. It was viewed as dirty and nasty, all that stuff. All right, Chris, I'm sorry. Tell us the story, buddy. Thanks for holding.
Hey, no problem, man. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's an awesome morning just to hear all these stories coming in about, you know, Howard Carmichael. And just wanted to share the one about my dad. You know, he'll be 73 in 2 weeks. And, you know, back in the 70s, he bought his first house down in Chester. It was on the Widener University campus. And back then, the Eagles used to practice down there. They used to use Widener's athletic field for their practices. So my dad's out there one day by himself on a ladder putting a shingles. He's putting up siding on the front porch, and he's struggling with it. And he's trying to balance a piece of the siding, and he's, you know, having a hard time. And then all of a sudden, out of the corner of his eye, he tells a story all the time. He sees this huge hand he looks over, he's on his ladder, he looks over, and there's a voice that says, go ahead. And it's Harold Carmichael, and he's helping my dad balance out this piece of siding so my dad could hammer it in. So, like, you know, I'm 37. My dad will be 73, so over 30 years now, you know, talking about the Eagles. My dad tells this story to everybody, and it's just going around. It goes around the family, and everybody can know. It's just awesome, man. It's a good day to tell the story.
It's so cool, man. That is great. And you know, and it goes back to what I was just saying about that pride, right? That whole, absolutely, that Eagle pride, man, it wasn't like that, like, forever, right?
No. When I was in grade school, man, I still remember, you know, in the 80s and early 90s, there was kids in my class that had Oakland Raiders jackets. They had 49ers, Dallas Cowboys. So you're right. I mean, we all, you know, obviously we all rooted for the Eagles, and, you know, we loved our home teams. But you're right, man. It wasn't like that nationally. So, like, these guys, like Carmichael and those kind of guys that played with that grit, and on and off the field, I mean, they really put us on the map, and that's why, you know, we can be proud to be Eagles fans and ride it through the ups and downs, man. It's, you know, it's a way of life for Eagles fans.
Amen, brother. Amen. Great call, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Ed.
Best your dad, man. That's awesome. It's true. Like, they were just a mock, like, forever. That's why these Cowboy fans, that's where it was born. It was all born because they were so bad that people just left. There was just no pride. And it was funny because that was the entire landscape. Like, there was no 4-for-4. That didn't happen until, you know, the 80s, late 70s, 80, when they all go to the finals. But there was nothing. They didn't look at the home team. They didn't look at none of that stuff. And the Eagles were like the poster child for just like losers. I mean, think about it. Like, they don't go to the Super Bowl until 80, right? And then, you know, finally, that's why we were so crazy about it in 04, right? That's why it meant so nuts that all those championship games, they finally get to the Super Bowl. And, in fact, you know, thank God for Doug and the fact that they win it that year. It comes out of nowhere, and they win it, and it really instilled so much pride, and it was kind of the culmination of the Eagles and the height of the Eagle pride. Because the pride thing is a big deal, right? To be able to look at it with, like, yeah, my squad. And that's why during that run and even subsequently after, when people viewed the Eagles, you know, when young people view the Eagles, they view them, ah, there it is, birds. Everybody traveling. Bill in Schwenksville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Billy.
Hey, Anthony, how are you?
Good, Bill.
Talk to you. We're on opposite sides. I've called you many times with the Simmons thing, and that's another day. It's got to be 100% today, Harold. And I can't, you know, I'm 48 years old, and, you know, I remember the Sandlot. I was Harold Carmichael. And that's what I pretended to be, you know, tipping the ball in the air, going, it's so long overdue, Anthony. It's just, a, you know, kind of like a disgrace. Like, no, I'm not saying, you know, anything against Sal, but like he said when he saw the jersey, It should have been well long before.
Yeah.
The guy was top five in every wide receiver offensive category in a time when, like Dick Vermeil said, passing wasn't the thing. Everybody ran the ball, and he was a superstar in the top five. And then, like I said, when people started passing him because passing became such a big thing, Carmichael was just such a class. He was so good. He was it's so well deserved. And it's just awesome. And like you said, you know, like you said, people have been calling, you know, you played a couple times in the morning show, him getting the call, and just, it's almost like somebody in your family getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. And there's, it's an athlete, he's a former athlete, you're a former athlete. It just tingles. It's absolute tingles. And you can't feel nothing but joy. Like I said, it's like finding a family member, like you said, somebody you grew up with. And you watch, and it's just, you know, there's nothing like a player when you were a kid. You know, you think of that era with you know, Dr. J and Mike Smith, Pharma. I mean, you're talking about the elite of the elite, and it's just, it's awesome. And I hope to God that your station and all the callers, forget about the Sixers and everything else, it should be 100%, you know, like Dawkins, he's my favorite Eagle of all time, just because everybody loves the Giant. You know, everybody loved the Giant, Anthony, and he was a Giant, like you said, receiver, whatever, you know, whatever you want to play name today. At 6'7", he was the prototypical, like, you know, your Barris and the guys who just went in the end zone, like you said, on those little fades. He would dominate. I mean, he would absolutely dominate today. He was such a freak of nature. You know, like you said, like, you know, we talk about Embiid being a freak of nature. That's what he was in the late 70s and 80s, just a 6'7". Who would think a 6'7" guy could do the things? Could you imagine him on third down for any team?
Amazing. Bill, I got to tell you, what a beautiful call. Thank you. Thank you for a great, great call, Billy. We appreciate it. And now joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, the coach of Arizona State and that former Eagle great teammate of Harold Carmichael, Herm Edwards. Good morning, Herm.
How we doing, my friend?
Wow, what a great day. It's like, it feels like there's so much great pride in the Eagles and all around Harold that this finally happened, Herm.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. And, you know, to come into the league my rookie year and to obviously go to practice the first day. I look out there and I said, who's this guy 17? What's this? Wide receiver? He don't play wide receiver. So, yeah, he does. and the practice against Harold every day, I just tell you what, it was a joy, because you're talking about a guy that put in the work and did the extra. And you know what he did that was really unique? He helped me become a good player.
Wow.
I mean, between him and listen to this now, between him and Roman Gabriel. Because Roman Gabriel was the backup for Jaws. Huh. And I can remember when we were at Widener, Westchester. With Billy Washington.
With
Widener first. And remember that he had to walk from the gym all the way up. I used to walk up to practice every day with Roman Gabriel. And he would give me information and knowledge of how to be a professional football player. Now, you can imagine with Harold, he was a wide receiver, so I was covering Harold, trying to cover him in practice all the time, right? And he would work with me as far as, you got to look at this when receivers are running this. So, you know, he taught me a lot of how receivers thought of running routes.
Hmm.
And so, you know, the impact that he made on so many people on that team, not just by his play, but just being a pro football player and giving his knowledge to young guys. And so, when you see something like this happen for him, it's just kind of, it's a joy. It really is. It's just outstanding.
How beautiful. And you know, it's funny because we were talking about how your team and that group with you and Harold and Jaws and Coach Vermeil, Wilbert, the whole crew, how you guys really changed, and I thought, the direction of the Eagles franchise. And it's really where the pride comes from. Like that was like the seedling. What you guys did really creates the pride that goes on for the next 40 years.
Well, I think you make a great point, and I think it started with the head guy, Coach Vermeil. I mean, he's got to get into the Hall of Fame, too, now.
I know.
It's just a matter of time, you know.
Yeah.
And Dick, you know, and I go back with Coach Vermeil, people know the story. I mean, he recruited me when I was 17 years old to go to UCLA. And, you know, I didn't go. I ended up going to Cal, but I ended up playing for the man. And then, you know, he's like a father figure for me. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, but you're right. I mean, he was the one that got it rolling and came in to rebuild the football team. And here we went to the Super Bowl. We went to the Super Bowl with 22 free agents.
Wow. That's
we didn't
amazing.
Have our draft choices. I mean, you know, the Dick was fabulous. I mean, a really brilliant pride into being a professional football player, but also being a Philadelphia Eagle. And, you know, I spent 30 years in that league playing and coaching. And, look, I bleed green now. There ain't no doubt. I mean, it's just, hey, look, I'm all in now. I'm a Philly guy. And I'm from the West Coast, man. I'm from the West Coast. You know, and it's, anybody talk about my Eagles, they're like, whoa. You know, so I'm part of it, and you know, and my kids know it. I got two daughters, and you know, and a son, and they know they Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, my wife, you know, we Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, they get it. You know, it's part of who I am. You know, and can't say enough about the fans. I mean, you can't play for a more passionate group than those fans in Philadelphia. And I tell people all the time, you say, I don't really care. I said, no, they're not. They're not hard. I said, what they want you to do is this. When you walk into that stadium, whatever you got, whatever you have, just leave it on the grass for them. That's what they want. And if you do that, they'll respect you. You got to earn their respect.
That's right.
And every time I walked into that stadium, that's how I felt. I said, you know, I'm not just playing for me. I'm playing for everybody that walks into this stadium. Any fan that walks in here, and I got this suit on, there's a certain standard I got to play up. Now, I might not win every game. I might get beat for a touchdown every once in a while. But they're going to know whatever I have, I left it on the field.
Now, you are one of the I see how you've rebuilt that program that quickly. I can see how when you pay a visit to a kid, I want to play with you. I want to play for this guy.
Well, you know,
I can hear you talk, and it's like, wow. Like, when you're talking, like, you really reach people, man.
Well, I think this is important, and I've said this even when I was a head coach in pro football, and I think the more you're involved in football, I've never done anything else. I've been a football player or a coach, you know, and I tell players this, and this is from my heart. And I speak the truth on this. You can't cheat the game. You gotta practice this game. You know, that's how you get good at this. You can't cheat it. It's the only game you'll ever play where you actually practice more than you actually play in the game.
Yeah.
Your whole life.
Yeah.
You got to put the work in. You can't cheat the game because the game will expose you. And, you know, I'm one of those guys, and I've always said, I said, look, I owe football. Football owes me nothing. I'm trying to pay football back because this meant everything to me. It's given me a life that I could have never imagined, right? And so I love the game of football, and I love the camaraderie that it brings.
Yeah.
I love the loyalty that it shows. The connections you have with people, whether you're the players or the fans, you know, look, I mean, it's just it's one of those deals that you've been involved in as long as I have been. I owe everything I have to football because it's provided me a life that I could have never imagined.
That's beautiful. The great Herm Edwards with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Herm, for those younger people that didn't, the game itself back then,
yeah,
that Harold was so different.
Six,
seven, like, how did you go up against
receiver.
Right?
A receiver. I mean, who does that? You know, I mean, you know how hard that is to cover a guy like that. And just, he had athleticism. You know, he could catch and run, and he could bend at 6'7". Yeah, and it wasn't a skinny 6'7". You know, Harold weighed about 235 pounds. He's a big man. And you know, the thing about it for a quarterback, think about for a quarterback, the windows that he could open up for you as a quarterback when you threw the ball down the field. See, that's what people don't realize. You know, when the ball travels down the field, the quarterback's always looking for windows to throw it in. But when you got a 6'7 receiver and he has a wingspan of almost 10 feet, that's hard to defend. It's hard to defend today. I mean, you must get football now. The big receiver dominates the game.
Yeah.
And they're covered, but they're not covered because his wingspan will allow you to throw it to a place where he can jump up and catch it.
It's funny, when I was talking to Coach Vermeil, he said, you know, I'm kicked myself that we didn't throw enough fades to him in the end zone.
Right,
that
well,
we didn't post him up enough.
Well, you know what, though? That running back we had, he pitched good, that Wilbur Montgomery fell. He pretty good now.
Well, hey, what did the streak mean to you guys? I just remember it meant so much.
Yeah, it did for all of us. And you know, I can remember the day he broke it, and it was great because he broke it at home.
Yeah.
And we were all anticipating it was going to happen, you know, and when it happened, just the look he had on his face, you know, that was a heck of a record. And you know, it's amazing because in that era when Harold played, and Aiden Dick says, well, I threw it to him a lot more. Well, they wouldn't have thrown, they wouldn't have passed him. League was running league. I mean, he threw the ball 25 times. That was a lot of passes.
Right. Those days. Right.
Now, that can happen in the first quarter of the NFL.
Yeah,
but,
the rules are so drastically. I mean, what D-backs were allowed to actually get away with and play with.
Yeah, and can you imagine this? Can you imagine if Harrell was in an offense that threw it 40 times, 45 times a game?
Wow, yeah.
And the rule changes?
Amazing.
Do you think the number this guy would have put up? You know, it's like, it's unbelievable.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Great Herm Edwards with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Herm, how do you enjoy, how you been enjoying yourself? Congratulations, man. 8-5. You beat Florida State. That's in the ball game. That's incredible, man. You've done that. It's fantastic.
Well, you know, it starts with your coaching staff, obviously, and then your ability to recruit. And we've been here 2 years now, and we're headed in the right direction as far as recruiting the type of kids we're trying to bring in here. But, you know, it's like anything else. The reason we were successful in Philadelphia, look, it started with the quarterback getting Jaws, right?
Yes.
Well, I got a freshman quarterback here.
Jaden Daniels.
He's pretty good now. It helps when you got that guy. any stop I've been, whether it's in pro football, non-college football, well, I had a good quarterback. When I didn't have one, I was just like everybody else. I was struggling to get 3 points.
That's right. The kid can play, man.
He's
Jaden Daniels. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a baller. He can play. It's not too big for him, too. You know, he's going to get better. I mean, even next year, we're going into this deal. We only got 9 seniors on our team next year.
Damn, that's awesome.
We're young, but that's how we wanted to build it.
Sure,
young guys, so we can you know, grow together. Kind of like what Dick did. That's what Dick did.
Huh.
Dick drafted guys, signed free agents, and said, "Hey, this is the team we're building." And he built it with a bunch of young guys. I mean, look, I was a rookie. I started as a rookie. You know, I never missed a game. Never missed a snap. I mean, I played there 9 seasons, and I think 33 interceptions in the regular season, and another 5 in playoffs or something like that. 38 interceptions. I mean, but Dick gave an opportunity. So I don't care if you're a rookie, you're going to play. I started, never missed a snap.
Hey, just off topic, because Dick said this about Harold, and he said, you know, he never missed a practice, never missed a game.
Yeah.
How come today you see all the soft tissue injuries?
I think it's too much training.
Yeah. Overtraining, yeah.
It's almost like, and you know what else, too? I think a lot of the athletes in today's world are one-sport athletes.
Yeah.
And then you never let your body rest of what you're doing. You work on it year-round, and that makes me nervous.
Yeah, you're right. You're using different sports. You're using different skill sets and different parts of your body.
Yeah.
I see with kids. I got 2 young kids, 2 young boys, and they want to, he should play baseball. No, I want them to play everything.
Do everything. Go get the ball and go play it. Just go do it. The NFL, like even in the NFL, and even what we do here in college, like, I'm looking at guys that are dual athletes. I want a guy that's a dual. I want a guy that's kind of done it all. The more sports you play, the better.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. That's
the kind of guys I look at.
Yeah, no, I agree. Hey, any receivers you like in the Pac-12? We need a receiver here.
We got one here now. we got a good one here now. He's coming out. Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk.
We got him. I got him on my draft board, baby.
Get him up there. Because, you know, we had the guy last year that went to New England, Nikhil.
Yeah, Harry. Yeah.
New England, but this kid's good. He's a good return guy, too.
Well, we can use that.
Return guy.
I like it.
Guy. You guys will be fine, man. The quarterback's going to be okay. You know, you guys, look, coach is doing a good job there.
Yeah.
You guys had it. But for what happened and all those guys getting hurt, he did a heck of a job.
Man. Yeah, yeah, big time.
He's a good football coach. He did a good football coach.
Herm, you're the greatest, man. I wish you so much continued success, and you're just a treasure. So I thank you for giving us some time today.
Thank you, brother. All the Philly fans, we didn't go this year, but we're going to get back. We're going to get back in it, so just hang in there. We'll be all right.
Amen, brother. Amen.
All right, brother.
All right, bro. See you later. There he is, the great Herm Edwards on the Comcast Business Hotline. Is he not just to me. When he talks, like, listen, he said, oh, he was always available, and he was a guy that would always give his time. And, you know, when he was doing ESPN, you know, when he talks, you just want to go play for that guy.
He talks football. Like, football just comes out of his mouth when he speaks.
I love the way, I love his vernacular.
We got a great quarterback here now.
Do you remember years ago, a few years ago, that I did the now thing? Because you noticed that old football guys, like the real football guys, not the fake football guys like me, they would always, you hear Spags always say, listen, he can play now. Like it was always guys, they would always get, Baldy would say it all the time. All right, he can rush quarterback now.
Dalvin Cook, he's going to be a good running back now.
the preposition. He can play now. Nobody doesn't like Herm, though. Herm is just like melodic. You know what I mean? It's like the melody, the way he speaks. Like, you can hear the cadence in his voice. Tyrone, isn't he?
He's not the franchise quarterback now.
And that kid that he's got, Jaden Daniels in Arizona State, is a player. He's a player.
They're a fun team to watch this year.
They really are. They're terrific. They really are. You know, I do a college football show for Fox on the radio during the season. We focus heavy on it, and we watch a lot of it. And you know, Link, who I do the show with, is a Pac-12 guy. So they're good. That kid is legitimate. He's a good player. All right, let's get back to the phone line. Sammy in Ocean City. Is this the Sagaroo?
What's going on, Ed? How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Kunis, how you doing, brother? Listen, you know what I feel like? What?
No, that's him playing the drop, saying hello, because he wanted to say hello to you. So, yes, you can use your voice, Kunis.
Hello.
You know, back in those days, people don't understand. They're spoiled. We didn't have any heroes. Our heroes were Howard Carmichael and Bill Bradley. That's all we had. The rest was dreck. It was horrible. He had to catch passes from Pete Lisk, Roman Gabriel at the end of his career.
Yeah, explain to me in the audience, those people that don't remember the white helmets and the green wings.
Oh, please.
And how horrible they were.
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. I mean, if you won seven games, you would never buy a drink in this town again. That's how bad we were. I mean, you know, you take away those two guys, we had no heroes, you know? And John Reeves was a quarterback. I don't know if you remember him from Florida.
No.
He was like a number two draft pick. He was supposed to be a savior. I'm watching a game one day. I was a kid. I couldn't have been any more than 12 or 13. And they were playing the Chiefs. He threw a pass into the stands. That's how, and he was actually trying to hit somebody on the field. He threw it into the stands.
Oh my God.
You know?
Oh, that's great.
But, and you know what? You know who I feel like with Howard going in? First of all, he's a great guy. I mean, I know him personally. He's an amazing person. You know, he worked in Atlantic City when I was in Atlantic City. I feel like Jimmy and Henry when Tommy was going to get made. That's how proud I am.
That's great.
All right, listen, guys.
That's
beautiful,
man. That's great. You too, Sags. Take it easy. That's great. That's awesome. How about Tooch on the text board? Tooch goes, Herb Edwards is a good interview now.
That's great. It's a good interview now.
All right. 610-632-0975. We've had a lot of guests all morning long and all afternoon long. Rest of the show is yours. 610-632-0975. Got some open lines, plenty of them. You want to chime in? We're talking about Eagles pride, Harold getting in. Obviously, still some Sixer stuff that we'll get to. But the idea of Eagles pride and what it means and how I really believe that whole thing started with Dick Vermeil and Ron Jaworski and Wilbert Montgomery and Herm Edwards and Bill Berge and Harold Carmichael. And it all started Eagle Pride. And it has lasted, gone on for almost 40 years. Let's talk about it. Right here, 97.5 The Fan.
January is here, and that means January sports are here. And if you're as excited as me about the best sports month of the year, enjoy all of the action on FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook, it's America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. I love it. I use it all the time. They've got all of the bets that you could want. It's a great and easy-to-use app. New promos every day. And once you win, they get your cash fast. So if you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, now is the time because FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. You can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. Now is the perfect time to do this risk-free bet, because you got the conference championships this weekend. I like the home teams in both games, but I do think Green Bay keeps it close against San Francisco. To claim your first bet risk-free, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use my promo code Fanatic. That's Fanatic, F-A-N-A-T-I-C, to get your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.